I'm Sarah Lipman. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we'll be learning Sefer Mishlei, Proverbs, chapter 18. The overall theme of this chapter is the power of speech to influence for good or for evil, and a very necessary characteristic to dealing with that power. The word oz, or az, shows up 4 times in this chapter, which is 13 times more frequently than it does in other parts of Mishlei, and 57 times more frequently than it does in similar passages in Tanakh. Unless otherwise stated, the approach to analyzing the word will be based on the teachings of Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch. What is oz? Oz is defined as strength, but it's a very specific kind of strength. Let's see if we can understand what sort of strength it is and how it's relevant to dealing with the power of speech to influence for good or for bad. The Torah first introduces us to oz, strength or grit, in the form of an ez, a goat. When God commands Avram to take ez mishuleshes, a goat times 3, as an offering. There are only 5 types of animals that can be used as offerings, in fact. Each of them represent different aspects of ourselves and our personalities, which we wish to perfect and to offer to God's service. In the case of the ez, the goat, it's the power of resistance, independent behavior. Goats are tame and cooperative with their owners, but they're strong, resolute, and firm, and they don't give way to anybody who tries to push them off the road they want to be on. In the case of the ez, the goat, it is very well suited for the korban chatas, the sin offering, correcting for carelessness, frivolity, or just getting off track in general. By committing the ez, the strength, the grit of the goat, to God's service, we commit our own strength of personality, our own stubborn insistence to do what's right. And in doing so, we draw closer to God with insistent resolution. We can take the lesson of oz, strength, a level deeper. In the 15th chapter of Shemos, we read, Oziv is imrasko vayehi li lishua. God is my strength and my song, and he is for me my salvation. Oziv is imrasko, God is my invincible, lasting strength. In Tehillim, Psalms, King David teaches, Ashrei Adam oz lo vach, mesilos bilvavam. Fortunate is the person who finds his strength, his fortitude in you, God, who cherishes in his heart the paths that lead on high. But how can we do that? How can we find our own inner strength in God? There is a special degree of strength that we can find when we find our strength in God. What does that look like? When we feel the shake of an earthquake, when we see a hurricane or a tornado, when we're overwhelmed by disease, forces of nature, acts of God, way beyond our control, there is a terrifying sense of God's almighty power. But when we learn to trust in his almighty power, while we may stay afraid of God and his power, we become completely unafraid of anything or anyone else. Ashrei Adam oz lo vach. Fortunate is the person who finds his own strength in God's strength. Although my own strength may be pretty weak after all, and although there's a lot out there that's bigger, stronger, and tougher than me, when I know that actually God is the only strength that exists and he can conquer everything, it doesn't matter how small my personal abilities are. My strength is in him. The Rambam, Maimonides, writes that the Jewish people have a special relationship with God because they have the quality of azus, outright resistance, strength, brazenness, the strength of character to withstand trials, the strength of character to continue to stand by God no matter what, even at the cost of our lives. It is no secret that the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have always understood in the deepest places of our heart that life is about a lot more than just these physical years, and that the only life worth living is life with God in this world and in the next. And since the day that Isaac was prepared to lay down his life as a willing offering for God, if indeed that would be God's will, or to rise from the altar and offer active life to performing God's will, if that were to be God's will, since that moment, Isaac and his spiritual descendants forever have been stubbornly committed to live life as an everlasting akedah, an everlasting offering. We know well what we would die for and what we have died for. And through that, we know well what we live for. This azus, this unshakable commitment, this stubborn resistance is powerful holiness, and it seeds miracles. The Torah tells us prophetically in Parshas Ha'azinu that at the very end of days, when the ultimate goal of ages and the return to perfection of earth is just dawning and at the corner, all of the people of the world will point in awe to the fact that the Jewish people have managed to survive and persist through the long dark millennia of exile. The triumph of godliness, the triumph of Jewish spirit, begins with a stubborn nation, Uz Sheba'umos. Learning what we have about Azus, the stubborn strength to do what's right and not be diverted by anything else going on around us, we see how this could come in awfully handy if someone's using their power of speech to try to influence us. Let's take a look at the verses. Verse 10, Migdal Oz Shem Hashem, Bo Yarutz Tzadik V'Nisgav. The name of God is a tower of strength, and with it, a righteous person can run and be strong. Verse 11, Honashir Kiryasuzo, the treasure of a wealthy man is his city of strength. Uchechoma Nisgava B'Maskiso. In his imagination, it serves as a protective wall. Verse 19, Ach nifsha mikiryas oz. Better a wronged brother, an offended brother, than a fortified city. Umidyanim kivriach armon. Although they quarrel, they're like the bolt of a palace. They're like the strong support that holds the whole palace up. Verse 23. Tachanunim yedaber rush. A poor man pleads beseechingly. Ve'ashir ya'ane azos. And a wealthy man responds brazenly. The wealthy man feels arrogant, and the more the poor person pleads and beseeches, the more powerful the rich man feels. He becomes strong and non-pliant. Malbim, however, teaches that this is actually instructions for a wealthy man, that he needs to be strong within himself, not to be moved and changed by the words of the poor man, and rather to know who he is on the inside and stay with that and not become puffed up with the flattery. And this kind of calls our attention to one of the real questions about Azus, about stubbornness, because it's not such a flattering kind of strength. You know, you may have heard someone describe their child as having grit and persistence, gumption or sassiness. And although those are really positive ways to think about it, we also know that what the parents are saying are that their kid is often very difficult and hard to convince and not always cooperative. If God is saying that his children are stubborn and not always cooperative and don't easily get convinced or go on the road you want them to go, is that actually a positive or a negative? So for a little more insight into this, why don't we take a moment and look at the Mishnah in the Tractate of Avos, where in chapter 5, Yehuda ben Tema teaches, Heve az kanamer, be bold, be az, strong, like a namer, like a leopard. Vekal kanesher, and light as an eagle. Ratz katzvi, run quickly like a deer, vegibor ka'ari, and be mighty like a lion. La'asos ritzon avicha shebashamayim, to do the will of your Father in heaven. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema also points out, az panim legehenim, a person who has boldness of face, az panim, stubbornness of face, can end up going to hell. So it's not always all rosy and shiny when somebody is stubborn. And yet, Yehuda ben Tema precedes that warning by saying it's more important to be bold as a leopard, even if it means you're going to have trouble down the road. Yehi ratzon melfanecha, he prays, may it be your will, God, that you rebuild your city quickly and allow us to learn Torah. What is the connection? Yehuda ben Tema first says, you should be bold and strong, us. Then he says, you really should watch out for being so us. And then he says, God, please rebuild your city. Please let us learn Torah. Please bring the final redemption. The Maharal, in explaining this somewhat cryptic statement of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, explains that even though it's unflattering to have the quality of brazenness of face, of stubbornness, of being difficult, nonetheless, when it comes to serving God, it's necessary. And if we look at ourselves in our personal lives, we all know that there are times when there is no other way forward. We don't have the strength to go ahead. We don't know how to proceed. We don't know what's right. We don't know what's wrong. We think we know what's right, and then it seems to be going wrong. We feel depressed. We feel discouraged. Everything is against us. Perhaps we don't see there is a choice. there are times when all we have is our azus. All we have is the voice inside of us saying, God, I choose to stick with you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not sure where you're taking me, but I will continue to hold on. I will not be shaken loose. I will not move. And you know, as long as we never let go, we'll still be there at the end. This is the ancient inheritance passed on to us from our ancestors, from Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, from the generations of the exiles. Since the day that Isaac was ready to lay down his life as a willing offering for God, if that was God's will, or to get up from the altar and continue to serve God in active life, if that were God's will, Jews have been stubbornly committed to living life with God. We know very well what we would die for, and life without God is not life, and therefore, even when we do not know where to turn, and we do not know what to do, and we do not feel that we have any strength to go forward, we can be like a goat and refuse to budge and tell God, we're not going anywhere, we're still here. This kind of strength, this kind of determination, this kind of grit is what the Torah prophetically tells us about in Parshas Hazinu, where it says that at the very end of the days, when the ultimate goal of all the ages of education of humanity and the return to Eden is just dawning, everyone in the world is going to point to the Jews. They're going to say, see the miracle of this nation. They held tight to God through all of the pain and all of the suffering that they went through. They refused to abandon him. They knew his goodness. The triumph of godliness, the triumph of the Jew through history, the triumph of each of us in our own lives, making it down that path back to God. It begins with the stubbornness part of ourselves. Heve az kanamer. It may not look beautiful. Be bold like a leopard. Thank you for learning together with me, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.